Report: Michelle Obama sabotaged Cheryl Hines' HBO role over her marriage to Robert F. Kennedy. By Warner Todd Houston on July 6, 2026. A new report alleges former First Lady Michelle Obama reached out behind the scenes to make sure actress Cheryl Hines was not cast in Larry David's new HBO comedy series because of Hines' marriage to Trump Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. According to a report by the Daily Mail, Hines was left out of Trump-hating Larry David's new left-wing history comedy entitled Life, Larry and the Pursuit of Unhappiness, an almost history of America, despite that she was a main cast member in 12 seasons of David's popular Curb Your Enthusiasm series. The report claims that Obama reached out to make sure Hines was excluded from the new series and had commanded that Kennedy's wife be banned from the cast because she's now all MAGA, all the time. Obama and her former president husband are executive producers of David's new 7-episode series through their Higher Ground production company. It was reported that Hines was devastated to learn that she had been excluded from David's new series despite having been an integral part of his previous show. Cheryl felt terribly hurt and emotionally injured because she had worked so closely with Larry for the entire 12 seasons of Curb Your Enthusiasm and they had become like bosom buddies, an inside source told the Mail about Hines' reaction to being snubbed. Cheryl's dream was to work with Larry again and be part of the cast of the new show. She firmly believed that the staunch anti-Trumper could put aside his negative political views about MAGA and Kennedy, the source added. But banning Cheryl was a command from Michelle that Larry could not go against, even if he had wanted to, for old time's sake, and mend their past close ties, the Mail added. He always respected her as an actress. But Michelle's the boss. And you don't cross the boss, especially a powerful anti-MAGA force like Michelle, the source concluded. Another source said that Michelle Obama directly involved herself in casting and paid little attention to the creative direction of the new series. Obama made it clear that there would be no Cheryl Hines in the series. Obama reportedly went ballistic when Hines' name was brought up as a possible cast member during the early production. Michelle reportedly replied, "We cannot and will not have that woman on this show. She's not one of us." Clearly, Michelle's a victim of what they call Trump derangement syndrome, because her true feelings surfaced in her clear-cut rejection of Cheryl, an insider added. It had nothing to do with Cheryl as an award-winning actress, but rather her supposed politics because of her marriage to Kennedy and being part of Trump's inner circle of supporters, the insider added, the paper reported. Michelle can be a bitch on wheels when she wants to, the insider told the paper. It was also reported that Larry David cut off his once warm ties to Hines after her husband dropped his affiliation with the Democrat Party and became Trump's Secretary of Health and Human Services. So far, David's new comedy is being panned by critics, with reviewer Dave Nemitz saying that David forgot to bring along any of the wit or sparkle that made his previous efforts so funny and that the news series is a history lesson full of recycled jokes, flimsy material and bits that miss far more often than hit. For its part, the New York Post called the show pretty bad. Finally, The Hollywood Reporter claimed that none of the comedy bits make any sense and are either excruciatingly bad or end without a conclusive sense of what the joke even was. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.